This Friday, I'll be holding a hearing as chairman of Oversight and Investigations of the Energy and Commerce Committee. I'll be holding a hearing on the closing of our dealerships by Chrysler and General Motors. I realize in the restructuring program, both General Motors and Chrysler will be smaller and there will be need for less dealers. While that may be so, what criteria did they use? I've heard from dealers from all around the country. I've heard from members who stop me on the floor and say, you got to do a hearing. Tell us, what is the criteria? What's the objective? What is the expected savings? Because dealerships are our friends. They're our neighbors. They're our community leaders. They sponsor the lowly baseball teams. And dealers are just a vital part of our communities, especially our small rural communities. So Friday, starting at 10 o'clock, I will be holding a hearing as chairman of Oversight Investigations to look into the closure of these dealerships and make sure they were not arbitrary and capricious. And if you want to watch the hearing, you can watch it on live audio cast online by going to the energycommerce.house.gov and just click on and you can get live video stream of the hearing. So as chairman of Oversight Investigations, we're using our role as chairman to look into this dealership, and maybe we can bring some rhyme or reason to what's going on here with the closing of these dealerships. Plus, there's a major question here for federal government, because these warranties, when people buy a new car, the federal government is backing it up. How do you guarantee or back up a dealership when a dealer, the certified dealer in your area, is closed? When your engine light goes on, you're not going to drive 2 hours to have it checked to see if that engine light is on. Does that then impair your warranty? So these are questions we have, and like many Americans, there are many questions surrounding these closure of the dealerships, and we hope we can get some answers on Friday.